Aucklanders' potato peels and apple cores are destined for greater things, with the council rolling out a citywide composting scheme that will see food scraps recycled into useful stuff like heat and biofertiliser. From 2021, the company EcoGas will pick up household food scraps curbside across urban Auckland in a bid to shrink the 100,000 tonnes of domestic food waste that's sent to dumps in the city each year. Auckland Council General Manager for Waste, Parul Sood, told me they've been working on it for a long time.
You know, a lot of the cities in overseas do this for many years. So I think we are a little behind in times, but it is coming to our city in terms of diverting approximately 40% of what you've got in your waste from landfill. So it is quite big.
So 40% of what people in Auckland put into their rubbish bins is food waste, is it?
That's right. It's on weight. You might not think it's that much because you think, oh my God, in terms of the volume of things, it looks little. But actually by weight, it is approximately 40% of what you're putting into your rubbish bin or bag is actually food scraps.
And so do we know what it is? Are we just talking sort of potato peels and leftover bits from the meal and things like that?
Yep, it's a mix of all of that. You know, you are preparing foods. So you've got your peels and you've got your banana peels. You've got your fruit that's maybe gone rotten, but also the stuff that you've overbought and it's stuck at the back of your cupboard or in your fridge and things like that. So it's just food that you haven't been able to consume and it goes into the bin. So the collections start in October 2021. They will be electric.
Amazing. So can you tell us at your place, do you put much rubbish out?
So I live out west and I've got a largish family. I put out my rubbish bin every 3 weeks. So it doesn't
every
go out every week.
The red top bin for your general waste, you only
yes.
put it out every 3 weeks.
That's right. I've got a little worm farm in my house, so all my food scraps can go into that. And, it's about just thinking a little bit more when you're buying as well in terms of not creating it in the first place.
So how do you do that? How do you manage to only fill that bin up once every 3 weeks? You've got a worm farm, but what else? Give us some advice here.
So, I wouldn't say I do it all right, but I try and do my best with it. So I guess in terms of thinking about when I'm buying, when I or my husband is going for grocery shopping, just having a bit of a list and making sure you're buying what you need, and then making sure you're keeping a check on your fridge as well. So it's not actually stuff that's hiding behind and you think it's gone bad and then it just goes into the rubbish bin. So thinking about all those things in terms of smart shopping is quite critical.
So use what you buy, Parul.
Exactly. And one tip with fruit is something that we always think about is buy smaller quantities because, you know, you buy more and it sits there and it's half of it has gone bad. So buy smaller quantities and maybe buy more frequently from your local shop.
Hey, so when our rubbish is collected, if you live in Auckland, your rubbish is going to be collected by this green truck. What is going to happen with it once it's composted? What's happening with it?
So the technology that we have signed up for is called anaerobic digestion. And that is something that is very widely used overseas, as I said, especially in Europe. And what that does is it actually takes your food scraps and makes a bit of a, and I'm going into a lot of detail, but makes a bit of a soup with it. And then that creates gas, which converts into energy, but also it creates heat, which can be utilized for any kind of a plant which requires heat. And the third product is a digestate, which means it's like a liquid fertilizer, which can be put on land. So it's got those three resources that come out of it.
So basically, our food could potentially go back into growing more food.
That's right. That is one part of it, growing more food and providing energy as well.
Ratepayers will want to know, is this going to cost them anything more?
That's a good question. And we actually have a targeted rate for the service coming. And I'm not sure if you're aware that the service already exists, like the food waste collection system already exists in Papakura, which is 17,000 households in the city. And it costs us around $68 per year